Radio.
Helen Keller was learning about the world when she met a famous preacher who introduced her to Christianity. And Helen explained, "I always knew he was there, but I didn't know his name." Well, today the Athenians who received Paul's message must have felt, I think, as Helen Keller did. Amongst their many shrines was an altar we read that was inscribed to the unknown God, ensuring that no deity was excluded from worship. The people of Athens were intrigued by Paul's preaching, but his novel message seemed odd to them. Some thought Paul was preaching two different gods, Jesus and a goddess called Anastasis, or Resurrection. Whereas once Paul would have regarded these Gentile idolaters as impure and under God's unwavering condemnation, he now regarded them as children of God awaiting the light of truth. So guided by the Spirit of truth that Jesus promised in today's Gospel, Paul tailored his speech in a way they could understand. He was not harsh and didn't condemn them. Instead, he used their own culture and their own faith vocabulary as a springboard for teaching them about the one Creator God and the Redeemer Christ. Paul didn't win everyone over that day, as we read, but a few followed him, and seeds were planted in others who asked to hear him speak again. In our own day, many people are like these Athenians. They are hungry for spiritual things, but they have little knowledge of the one true God. They may have heard about Jesus and his resurrection, but have never really understood his message and how it applies to them. They may even have been brought up in the church, yet never grasp the depths of God's love for them. And so for us, well, God is calling us too. We are part of his plan to ignite a fire in hearts that are seeking, even in hearts that don't yet know they are seeking the Lord. We don't need Paul's oracle skills. Our own words spoken in love can be life-reinforcing and life-filled, and reinforced by the message of the way we live our own lives. So today, go ahead and tell God we want to cooperate with him. Perhaps he'll use our efforts to encourage someone else at just the right moment to hear the message of God. Holy Spirit, lead us to those seeking truth, just as you led St. Paul. Amen.
Radio.org.au